My name's Quinn, and the Hebrew moment for this morning is going to be awe. So this is a short and sweet word, but it's got a lot of impact. So I first came across this word doing a sort of quite a deep dive into Genesis 1. And there's just so much beauty in Genesis 1, just around the days of creation, that the study particularly went into the Hebrew words in each of them, and this is where I came across this and just opened up my eyes. So if we just go to the next one over there. So day one of creation, we read the word light. So then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that their light was good, and so God distinguished the light from the darkness. So in English, you know, light to us is, you know, it's just something that, you know, photons and something that we visibly see. But there's a problem that in day one, there was no source of light. There was no sun until day four. So what light are we speaking about? And if you unpack the Hebrew, we come across the word awe. And awe is not a light that emits, that is created by photons. It's not a physical light that has a light source. It's the light of God. So it's the essence of God. It's the light which represents goodness, truth, and it's the first part of creation that God calls good. In rabbinical writings in Hebrew, this text specifically is called the primordial light, a light that is hidden from creation to be revealed later, you know, in the New Jerusalem, which we'll see a little bit later. And so if we go into the next slide there quickly. So in day four of creation, we start seeing the sun, moon, and stars being created. And so the word used for light there is a different word. It's meorot. And that is a light that has a light source. So it's a physical light where we can see. So this starts to make sense now. With, I guess what we're seeing with day one and day four is the pattern that we see a pattern of redemption. So we see God's light being introduced. And then we're seeing a need for a source of the light. It starts sounding familiar. It sounds like someone that was born into this world for our salvation, right? So on day one, the light's revealed. On day four, this light takes a physical form. So looking forward, Jesus is that vessel for divine glory. He's the day four fulfillment of day one's hidden light, that godly illuminance. Next one there. And so if we fast forward to the New Jerusalem, the time to come, in Revelation it says, the city has no need of the sun or moon to shine on it. The glory of God lights it up, and the Lamb is its lamp. So we're seeing that divine light, that awe, shining in the New Jerusalem. And we're seeing Jesus as that lamp, the light source of day four creation. And so the closing thought on this is, from awe to Meriot to Messiah, the story of the light is the story of revelation becoming relationship. The same light that once existed without a source became flesh, walked amongst us, and will shine forever as the lamp in the New Jerusalem. Amen.